Okay, so to review where we were yesterday, so we read the 2 days ago, we read the Gemara on Kuftet. We noted that there are several questions we have to ask about the nature of the mitzvah, right? The first is simcha that we're talking about, is it to perform simcha-inducing actions, or is it about bringing about the emotional state? And what is the relationship between those two? And even within the possibility that it's actions, you can see it's all here, right? You have to ask, if there are actions, are they objective actions? Or is it that you have to do some sort of act, but those are subjectively defined as those that make you happy? And of course, the more you go in that direction, the closer the relationship will be between the notion that it's about actions and it's about the resulting emotional state, right? The more you think that it's subjective actions to think make you happy, right, the closer you're going to have this connection to the emotional state. We noted that certain parts of the Gemara go in the direction of objective, like lines like "Ein simcha ella bit," right? The only thing that'll make you happy is basar, especially basar karbano, and the like. Whereas saying that women bira'ui lehem, kids bira'ui lehem, whatever is proper for them, goes in the direction of subjective, and again, points in the direction that maybe what we care about more is the resulting emotional state than the actions per se. But that doesn't mean there's no role to the actions. We mentioned the Rav's possibility that you have to talk, especially in this mitzvah, about the difference between the Masa mitzvah and the Kiyama mitzvah, the action and the telos of the action, and figure out the connection between them, right? Where you might be obligated in actions, but the primary way you think about the mitzvah is in terms of what it accomplishes. And then we also noted we still have to figure out, is the nature of the mitzvah different at different times? Right? So when we say that X is true when there's a mikdash and not when there isn't a mikdash, is that simply a technicality, right? Meaning you have to do actions. Certain actions work in the time of the mikdash, certain don't. But fundamentally, the nature of the mitzvah is the same. Or is the centrality of, let's say, basar karbanah so central that when there's no mikdash, there's no mitzvah? And then, as we'll see, that certain people actually argue that simcha yom tov nowadays is only derabanan. And then also have to ask, is there a difference in the nature of the mitzvah when we talk about men or chayev, and men or chayev to be misameach, their wives and their children? Does that mean that women and children are somehow chayev? It's just that you have to facilitate that? Or does it mean that they don't have a mitzvah at all? You have a mitzvah to make them happy? And if so, what does that mean? What type of mitzvah is that to make other people happy? Like what type of, how do we categorize a mitzvah like that, right? Those were the issues that we had left off with. And the way to start seeing this is, the first issue we'll take up to flesh this out is the question of meat versus wine, right? So, in the Gemara, we had what? Let's review wait, what do we have in the Gemara? What statement do we have about meat and wine? Wait, so the first statement we have is Yayin, right? Rabbi Yehuda then says, Bira'ui lahem. And then Rabbi Yehuda ben Zera says, Beis HaMikdash, meat, no Beis HaMikdash, wine. And then we noted that despite all of that, the Rambam says, you still need meat. Now, why does he need meat? Now, I did not force you to see it inside, right? But someone tell me outside, textually, right, several of the Acharonim point out that what seems to be the source of the Rambam, that meat is still a valuable part of the mitzvah of Simcha nowadays.
Which Gemara?
Not this Gemara. This Gemara says not. This Gemara, simple shot is, when there was a Beit HaMikdash Basar, now Yayin. Okay, but what? But how would you say that nowadays you need meat?
Oh, I had a fun suggestion.
No, so, just textually, I didn't give it to you inside, but yes, right, the Gemara in Shabbat that says that
by Shabbat, by Mema Ango, right,
how do you have Oneg, it includes Basar as well? Correct, but more importantly was the Gemara in Chulin of Arba Prakim. Right, so... Okay, probably I should give it to you inside, but I was trying to be nice. But basically, I'll just tell it to you outside, and then we'll look at the source inside. But the Gemara in Chulin, the Gimel, tells you that during most of the year, if you sell someone an animal, you don't have to assume that they're going to shecht it right away. And therefore, you don't have to inform them if the mother or the daughter of that animal was shechted that day. Right, because there's a iser in the Torah of otovet b'nah, right? You can't shech the mother and child on the same day, right? But in normal circumstances, even if you shechted the mother and then you sell the child, you don't have to assume they plan on shechting it that day, and therefore it's not important. But what's the exception? Ba'arba prakim b'shana, there are four times a year where people are shechting so much that you have to assume that there's a good chance that if they buy it, they're buying it to shecht on that day. And those times are around Chagim. Right? So therefore, no, the fact that it's halachically recognized, right, that, right, so you could say technically, no, what do you mean? No, Otovet just means, right, no, that's not the proof. The proof is Otovet B'no. The proof is that the Gemara assumes that people are shechting meat around Yom Tov, and therefore, if someone buys an animal, they're going to shecht it right away for Yom Tov.
But is, yeah.
So obviously you could push back and say, well, people happen to have meat, that doesn't prove anything,
yeah,
right? Correct, right, and that's what you would push back. But they know that the fact that, what?
Yeah.
All
holidays. Yeah. What they're essentially saying here is like, how do we know that meat is still a signifier of happiness? And then
you see that the fact that people are clearly still, right, even post Beit HaMikdash, are shechting meat more, right, right away around Yom Tov with the expectation they're going to eat it, right?
Okay,
and there are
so
a lot of Gemaras that point is.
Well,
right. I mean, no. The point is that we can. The Yehuda ben Becerra says. Yehuda ben Becerra says yayin. So maybe you think that meat is not valgar yom tov. So then, what several of the Achronim argue is, wait a second. Then why is it that we see that in time of Chazal we codify the reality that people are shechting a lot of meat before yom tov? You don't have to. But the point is that they draw it by implication. Is, well, why is it that we assume that everyone's going to be shechting meat before Yom Tov? Maybe because it's halachically significant. Now, you could say, maybe not. Maybe people just like meat, and Yom Tov is when they save up to have meat.
See, I had
right?
a suggestion during a chavrusa that eating meat is a zecher with some fat.
No. Maybe. okay, but let's try to figure out this question of meat and see what it tells us about the sugya. Okay, so go to four here. So Aleph, the bit, yeah. Yeah.
Do farmers, or I don't know, whoever raises cows to shech, do they like label which ones are children?
I assume so. Like with places that have extra? I assume places that have extra. I assume they do, yeah. I don't know. Or it could be that they always only shech animals at a certain age and therefore it's not going to happen.
Oh, that's a good point.
So I don't know, right? Right, so I don't know. I honestly just don't know. I assume they have some way of knowing it, and if they don't, that'd be a problem, but I don't know. What? Yes. Thank you for that very karaitic read of the Torah there. You have to be very careful, yes. What?
It could happen to anyone, really.
Good. And if you're a Karaite, then, you know, then that's all you care about is cooking the kid in the mother's milk, whatever. Maybe. I don't actually know if they do. There you go. Yeah, I know. They said that's a myth. They don't. They apparently are more machmer. I don't know.
Yeah. They say that they reject us out, but they also
have their own traditions. I don't.
That they have, like,
yeah, I don't know.
How do you spell Karaite?
I don't know. Look, there are Karaites around. You can ask them. I don't know. What? That's not true. Tens of thousands. Yeah. I told you, I have a cousin who married a Karaite.
Apparently there's like 40,000.
Yeah. Thing. Again, my wife's Chiloni cousin who married a Chiloni Karaite. I'm not really sure. You know what that means, but it is a carrot. Hmm. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, fine. So let us see. Let's analyze this question of meat and see how much it sheds light on it. So the Beit Yosef starts off by saying, "V'yesh l'tmol Rambam lama hitzach she'oflu bas sar v'yesh tu yayin daba brayta k'tani v'zman hazein simcha l'be yayin u'mash v'yayin sagi v'lo basar." So the Beit Yosef says, "I don't get the Rambam. Why don't I get the Rambam? Gemara says yayin." So, how does the Beit Yosef fully understand this? Yeah,
that wine is taking over.
Right. Meaning he thinks that look, there are presumably certain objective actions, right? And what are those objective actions? When there's a Beit HaMikdash, basar karbanot. When there's not, wine. Does he explain why?
No.
Not at all. Right. No explanation. He doesn't explain this at all. The Beit Yosef just. Beit
Yosef.
He's out of question. Sagi below basar. Wine isn't sufficient without meat. No, it's Yesh L'tmola. He's like, I'm shocked at the Rambam. The Rambam goes against the Gemara. That's what he believes in. Rambam wrong. Rambam goes against Gemara. Wrong. That's what he says. Yesh L'tmola. I am shocked. He's not explaining. He's challenging. He doesn't. You're in the Bach. The Beit Yosef is number one. The Beit Yosef just says, Rambam wrong. Right? Or, I don't understand. It goes against the Gemara. What? Shocked. I am astonished. You should be... No, that's what it means. Right? Devar Matmiya is something that's astonishing. Shocking. It's like, how could you say that? Yeah, that too. Tamua is... Right, is bewildering. Maybe that's better. You should be bewildered. Okay? Fine. The Bach tries to defend, right? So the Beit Yosef says, right, if I had to guess, the Beit Yosef, where does he fall in this conceptual model? It's like I said, I think he takes this, the objective action model. And therefore he says, listen, the Gemara says, Basar min Basar Karbanot, and therefore when there was a Beit HaMikdash, Basar. Now, Yayin. That's it. Don't like... The Bach says, Hiksha Beit Yosef. Da perek arve psachem ita tanya rabi yudah bin betera omer bismancha beit amikdash kaimim simcha lo basar shemar bitavachta shlomim vachalta sham v'samachta. He says, the Beit Yosef asks, it's against the Gemara. V'achshav shemin v'in gaim v'in simcha lo v'yayin shenemar v'yayin yisamach lo v'avenosh. U'mashma disagi b'yayin b'lo basar v'lama yisrach harem shelchul basar v'yishtu yayin ad kan. Right? That's a quote of the Ra. That's an expanded quote of the Beit Yosef, right? Beit Yosef says, why would you do this? It goes against the Gemara. Yes? So he does, the Bach does two things, right? First, he explains it textually. So he says, V'nira disfirle l'rabbeinu, dematnitin v'erg otovet b'no. He thinks the Mishnah in otovet b'no that we just explained, that arba prakim bashana hamocher behema l'chaveiro tzarech lohodiyo, that four times a year you have to tell the person who's buying an animal, imam achar to the shchot, that I already sold the mother to be shechted. And furthermore, these four times a year, it's more than that. We force people, a tabach, right? So that's really the stronger part of the Gemara. The Gemara says that normally you can't force a butcher to shecht an animal. If the Mordechai comes to, who wants to be a butcher? Mordechai wants to be the butcher. Okay, who wants to go shopping? Okay, Moshe wants to go shopping. So, let's say yesterday, everybody else came to Mordechai the butcher, and Mordechai said, hey, great, there's eight guys who came to me. I can divide up an entire animal by that. Great, shechts the animal, gives it out. Moshe comes, last minute, he only thought about this Erev Yontif, right? And he comes to Mordechai, and he says, Mordechai, I need meat. And Mordechai said, hey, everyone already bought yesterday. How much meat do you need? Do you need an entire cow? And Moshe says, I don't need a cow. I need a pound, right? And Moshe, and Mordechai says, a pound? I'm not shechting a whole
like 500.
500-pound cow because you need 1 pound. So normally during the year, we'd say, Mordechai, you're right. You don't have to shecht it. But when it comes Yom Tov time, what's the halacha? You're forced. Mashchit in a tabach bal karcho. We force him to shecht.
Wow.
Right? Why? Because they're being Marben Simcha, they're making these milk. The bear's Rashi Lasham. Alma. So the Baal says, you see the economy Simcha b'basar. Afal pisha einan shlamim. So you see that there's a mitzvah Simcha without shlamim. We pair called kedvei nami ka amar b'meme ango l'shabbat b'basar b'shemen shameinu v'dagi gedolim. So then how does he understand the Gemara in that we just read in Psachim? V'hach de arvei Psachim hachi perusha. So this is how you should explain it. Bizman sebeit hamikdash kayam ikar Simcha b'basar shlamim. When there's a Beit HaMikdash, the primary mitzvah is karbanot, kidichtev kra, vizavachta shlamim, di'ika tarte, simcha chada, simchat abba, shlamim la'ashem, idach simchat achilat basar. So he said, you have to be very careful. Okay, he says a lot of things. He says, in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, ikar simcha, what's ikar? Main simcha is karbanot. Why? And therefore what? What did he just say? And you accomplish two things with the shlamim. What is it? Basar plus Lefnei Hashem. Right? The fact that there's a God component. Remember we said that part of this is what is this role of Lefnei Hashem? So he says, listen, simcha in its purest form is A, an objective action, B, an objective action of simcha contextualized in the background of Lefnei Hashem. How do you accomplish that? Only with a karban. Right? Masha'in can be yayin, delek elachado simcha. But yayin is only what? Right? So you think there's two things. There's simcha of the person, right? And there's simcha, there's religious, contextualized simcha. Right? They're two parts of the same mitzvah.
So he says
karban accomplishes both, right? Both the objective action and the religious contextualization. Yayin only ever has subjective. Now, again, so now the question is, does he mean objective, subjective, emotional state? Actually, I don't know, right? All I know is that he thinks normally... Okay, fine. But the question is... Fine, I'll put it differently. The Baal clearly thinks that in the ideal world, your simcha has to accomplish two things. Your personal joy and the contextualization of that joy in a religious context. Right? V'samachna, l'fnei Hashem. The karban allows the l'fnei Hashem, right? And therefore provides the emotional contextualization. The question of whether he... Now, what do you think about the other thing? Is what does he think the role of eating meat is in general? Do you think that's because he thinks there are objective actions of simcha, but they also need to contextualize that there are subjective actions that lead to simcha, or he just cares about the emotional state? And even within the emotional state, there's two parts to it. There's being happy and being religiously happy. I'm not 100% sure. Where would you put the Baal? Here, subjective actions? Maybe. I honestly don't know. Meaning, my tendency is to think he might even be here with objective actions. But I'm not, well, the thing is that he insists in the end of the day on basar, right? He's very insistent on very specific actions, right? And that's why I tend to think that he is here on the objective side. Oh, for sure, but that comes back to this, the Maisa maybe, Maisa Q maybe, who knows? But I do tend to think the Baal is thinking along these lines, that Simcha is an objective action, but I'm open to saying that he's not. But he says, at any rate, the ideal simcha has two components. It's the act of simcha that makes you happy, and the fact that it's before God. And yayin only ever has what? You, the you component, whatever part you think that is, objective, subjective, emotional state, I don't know. So he says, I will ask if Shane Beta Mikdash Kayim in for simcha. Ein ikar simcha, ela v'yayin kedichtiv, kra v'yayin yisamach levav enosh. So he says, nowadays, the ikar simcha is yayin. Why? Because, look, basar provides happiness, and lefnei Hashem if it's a karban. Yayin only provides your personal simcha. But once you remove the lefnei Hashem component, which one makes people happier, alcohol or meat? Hold that thought. So what does he say? He doesn't say anything about golems. He just says objectively.
One second.
He says wine, because wine gladdens the heart, right? It gladdens the heart. And therefore, he says, Avol basar eino ikar simchad la'ashkan kadechivei simcha bebasar she'ino shal shlamim. Right? He says, without the contextualization of lefnei Hashem, basar is let doesn't bring happiness the way meat does. Mizodi dada tosu gosu vetosu l'sham. And therefore he says all the Gemara is saying is that what's primary? Right? He's saying, listen, does meat always bring some level of simcha? Some level. In the time of the Beit HaMikdash, you have the magic of having meat, which both brings you happiness, right, and contextualizes Lefnei Hashem. But nowadays, there is no Lefnei Hashem component. Right? And therefore, what you're left with is what makes you happy. And what makes you happy, he says, well, yayin makes you happier than meat. But that doesn't mean that meat doesn't make you happy. It's just not the ikar. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, is that now the primary is wine. But that means it's also valuable to have meat. Okay, so where would you put the Bach? So first of all, Bach understands. Does he think that the mitzvah has changed between the Mikdash and now?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Right? It's not just that it practically looks different. It's fundamentally lacking an element. Right? According to him, Simcha nowadays is lacking the contextualization of the Hashem. Right? And therefore what's left is what? Oh, I didn't say it wasn't Daraisa. But it's lacking an element. D'oraisa. Good, I'm not saying it's d'orabon, but it's lacking a fundamental element. And within that, he says, listen, when, right, so now, basar used to be ikar, now it's secondary, and yayin is ikar, because now we don't have the God element, we have the you element, right? And the you element, now again, does he say it's objective, subjective, where would you put him? I'm not sure, right? Part of me says that in the mikdash he thinks objective. Right? Now, what does he think nowadays? Is it subjective? I'm not sure. Because part of me thinks that he thinks it's objective. Right? Because his language is very formal. Right? Which is, when there's a mikdash, well, the meat accomplishes both. And nowadays, there's a pasuk. He doesn't say, well, I like getting drunk. Right? He doesn't say that. He says, the pasuk says that wine has the chalois of making you happy. Right? He says that minus the chalois. But everything else he says, I know that yayin makes you happy because the pasuk says so. Right? To me, that sounds like he thinks this.
It's just the less ideal form.
Correct. Right? That's how I read the Bach. I'm not 100% sure that it is true, but that's how I read the Bach.
What else would you think
of? You could say that he does think it's subjective actions. Right? That in the time of the Mikdash, it was objective actions, and now, not only do we have different objective actions, but that we've shifted from being objective to subjective, right? If you wanted to be fancy, you could say that, right, you could be fancy with the Bach and say like this, that when you have a karbon, the way you accomplish simcha in its ideal form is with objectified actions, called karbono. But now that there's not, and you remove God from the picture, and it's just about you, so then it's subjective, the problem. Correct, but it can still be subjective. It could be you have to do actions that make you happy. It doesn't have to be specific actions, but you're right. I think the better read of the Bach is that he really does think of Simcha in terms of objectified actions. I think so. That's what it sounds like, right? He's very formal about this. Yeah, I know. That's why I think that the Bach is here, right? That's why I put the Bach here, in objective actions. That Simcha is a series of objective actions that are supposed to bring joy. Specific types of joy, depending on Mikdash and not, but it's objective. Yes, Moshe. So he thinks that, fundamentally the Bach seems to think that Simcha is always Doraita, but nowadays it's a lacking mitzvah Doraita. It's still a mitzvah, but it's lacking, but therefore Basar is still...
So what
do
you think nowadays?
It's not ideal. Yeah, just not as good.
And what's the purpose of eating meat?
So he says it's just because it's still valuable, it's just not primary, because it's not, doesn't have all the added benefits of carbon and stuff like that. No, it doesn't. He doesn't say it's Darabana. I tend to think he doesn't think it's Darabana. I think it's Doraita, but a lesser Doraita. right? Meaning you're not accomplishing it. Lechatchila in Malasa. I'm not sure. He could say Zerabanan, but he doesn't seem to. Right, I tend to think that he does think that it is D'oraita. Okay. What? But there's lesser and greater ones, correct. Right? Meaning for him, it's very formal. It's lacking with Nashem. What? What do you mean? Right, meaning there's two, according to him, there's two parts. It's not like a degree, right? There are two parts. You have the personal simcha, but you lack the lefnei Hashem, because you're not lefnei Hashem, because you don't have a karban, right? You just don't, right? So according to him, the mitzvah simcha has two components, you being happy and being happy in front of God, and now you can only do one of them. And in that level, yayin has a better chance, or is a better action than basar. So he doesn't say that. He doesn't say only has. So you could, but he doesn't say that. He doesn't explicitly say Darban. Who does say that? Well, we'll see that some people do think exactly what you said, which is, no, let's go farther and say it's so objective that when you lack the Lifnei Hashem, it's not a mitzvah d'oraita at all. But we'll get there. But he doesn't, I'm not sure he says that. Okay, let's look at the Yagdil Shlomo. Then you're not makan the mitzvah. Potentially, right? Meaning, look, I didn't give you, I know you don't believe me, and every time I say it, you don't believe me, but I did cut down on the Makarot, and there are long discussions in Poskim who say, no, they take this very seriously. You must have wine every single meal, including Chol HaMoed. I have a cousin who's Machar on this. He has wine every single day of Chol HaMoed. And there are many Poskim who really feel that true. What? What? No, this is a cousin who does it only on Chol HaMoed, l'shem kiyum the mitzvah. Yeah, many poskim say that. Like I said, I cut out some of the makarot, but there are many people who say, well, Chol HaMoed also is in simcha, and the only thing you can do it with is yayin, and therefore you should have wine at every meal on Chol HaMoed. What? Correct, but that on Yom Tov, it's not a big deal because you have Kiddush, right? And they even say, make sure that it's not grape juice, because grape juice won't help you. That's fine. I'm just telling you, right? Yeah, I'll tell you very quickly outside that the Mishnah Berurah explicitly says that the din of Simcha applies in Chol HaMoed, right? And based on this, the Rebbe Yashiv paskins, you must have at least a revit of wine every day of Chol HaMoed, right? And grape juice doesn't count. Okay. But that's the buff. So what about the Yom Shel Shlomo? The Yom Shel Shlomo says, Ani Omer, how am I going to defend the Rambam? Rabbi Yehuda ben Matir lo ba'le ma'ed achilat basar. Rabbi Yehuda ben Matir isn't excluding meat. Shita shen simcha lo basar. He says, what do you mean? Of course there's no simcha except with meat. Da simcha yom tov hi ha si'uda. Why? Because what is Simchat Yom Tov? A meal. V'lonikra hasi'uda. You don't have a meal. L'yot bo leiv tov v'simcha b'lo achilat basar. A joyous meal doesn't lack meat. Elosh v'zman shebin mekdash ha'yayim ha'yayim basar shlamim. V'yayom dimal karbonoteihem. V'yayim aspik lehem simcha zu. Aval afilo yeshotin mayim b'toch hasi'uda. But in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, standing there with the karbon, that was enough joy. Even if you only had water, rachman alitzlan. You only had a little bit of wine, right? You only ate and drank enough wine that you needed for the meal, or it was diluted, but not a lot to make yourself tipsy. But now that there's no Simchat Yom Tov, there's no Simchat Shlamim, and the mikdash is destroyed, and joy is lacking in Simchat Beyayin, what? Va'adi Rabba, what? Yeah, it's not good at that. Yeah, it could be it's a mistake and it's Va'avra, I'm not sure. Va'adi Rabba, Me'isa Me'echad Atzmo, Im Lo Yishteh, how could you be happy if you're not drunk? V'yishkach Reisho, and forget what you're thinking about, L'smoch L'toch Ba'Hashem, to trust in God, She'achzor Eleinu, Even in Vargalut, Yotino Berzoivenu, Lomaz, Logalotan, Lafir, Brito, Tara, Mitzvah, Meitano, Kitamidu, Hashem Elokeinu. So, what does the Amjur Shalom say?
We can only be happy with your.
Yeah. Okay, so what does he say? He says, first of all, is it subjective or objective?
The telos is objective.
But I don't know about the Yom Tov Shlomo, right? Part of the Yom Tov Shlomo is objective. What part of him clearly thinks is objective?
What's the keyword?
No.
Suda.
Very good. There is an objective component, which is it's not just about being happy. It's being happy in the context of a Suda. And therefore, it's clear that at some level, does he think that there is a objective part to it?
Right.
Yes. But once you have the objective part, so the question is, does he think it's objective and the telos is the emotional state, or does he think that you have a dual mitzvah, both the objective one and to make sure that subjectively you're happy, right?
But now he's already bringing a new standard. Why does he even need to be in the context of the Suda?
Right, so my guess is that what he thinks is this, objective, that there's an objective mitzvah, but you have to care about the telos. And therefore, you must have a suda. You can't just be happy, right? You need to be happy in the context of a suda. So clearly, because there's a maisa of simcha yom tov, which means having a suda that makes you happy. But what does he think? What? No, he doesn't. No, according to the Bach, no. According to Bach, you're lacking lifnei Hashem. According to Yom Tov Shlomo, what is it? What's the goal? You do an action which makes you happy, but
simcha is still the standard that stays across the board.
Good. Meaning, the objective, what you need, I think the way I read the Yom Tov Shlomo is, you need to perform objective actions, but you need to make sure that the actions reach, right? You need to do an objective ma'isa mitzvah, but you also are responsible, specifically in simcha, to make sure that you actually reach the kiyum ha-mitzvah. That the telos is accomplished, right? It's not a normal ma'aseh mitzvah where you only care, did I check off the box or not? Right? According to him, I need to do two things. I need to perform the objective actions, have a seuda that brings simcha, but what else do I need to do? Make sure that it brings simcha, right? Now,
So
according to him, how does he mean the Gemara? Ein simcha ela b'yayin, what does he mean? According to him, what is the objective act? What is the ma'isa mitzvah of Simchat Yom Tov?
The ma'isa mitzvah
is suda, and what does suda entail? No, basar. What is the role of yayin for the Yom Tov Shlomo? It's to make sure that you can still enjoy your suda. When you had the Beit HaMikdash, being in the Beit HaMikdash made you happy. And you were, right? According to him, what do you need? You need a ma'isa mitzvah of eating meat as a part of a suda that what? That what? Brings you to simcha. Yes? Right? And therefore, what's the role of yayin?
To enable you
to enjoy basar. So when Yehuda says, now you need yayin, it doesn't mean yayin to the exclusion of basar. What does he mean? You also need wine to get you drunk enough to forget your pain. Now, if it weren't clear enough to you in the Bach, look at this amazing source number Chet. For this is from the Sefer I never heard of, Pesach Dorot. I told this source to Ginsburg. He just started like, look, guys, look at the Pesach Dorot. This is a 14th century medieval Sephardi poet. In his book Pesach Dorot, he writes, what does it mean? Klomar. Bizman shemit mikdash kayam, when there's a Beit HaMikdash, halev sameach, the heart is already joyous. Ve'ein sarach let sameach ki im hanefesh hamitaveh le'echol. So you only need to make your soul rejoice with desires to eat. Uvamed tismach milo tavadash yichol basar. Right? How do you make it happy? With meat. Right? Because your heart is always happy, but your body isn't happy. Right? But dechtiv ki davenav shechal lachol basar, because you desire meat. Avul bizman hagalut, when there's galut, halev doeg liyarat saratz keifa, the heart is worrying about the enemies. V'chein amar David, yagon bil vavi, yom amar ana yarum oivai alai. Like David says, oivai, my enemies around you. Ule inyana nechama aktiv. Sason v'simcha yasigu v'nasu yagon manacha. Right, and how do you have joy or comfort? By chasing away the pain. Hilkach tzarech l'sameach alev. You must make your heart glad. V'ayayin hu amisamcho. And wine makes you happy. Dichtiv v'ayayin yisamech levav enosh. V'kol k'shekein leba'alei hayagom. Definitely the people who are in pain. Dichtiv yishtev yishkach reisho v'amalo. You drink to forget your troubles. Lo yidachar od. V'haynu da'amar. That's why I use the word enosh, because enosh can mean that you were like struck, right? You were hurt. You're in mortal danger. And then he goes on and raises, now that you know it's wine, this explains our bakosot, etc. So he's even clearer. What does he think? Right? He has... Rather than, according to the Yom Tov Shlomo, there's the objective action and the pelos. Right? How does he take it? There's tzvei dinim. You need to be mesameach the heart and be mesameach the body. Right?
When he talks about tava and getting
rid of the So he says, when it was made of Mikdash, now again, does he think it's objective actions?
At this point, we're kind
of... I'm not sure.
Correct, right? He says
yeah, that's similar. What I was wondering. Because
correct.
It seems to have nothing to do with Shlomim at this point.
Very good. Right? So while the Yom Tov Shlomo formulates it this way, but it sounds like he cares about objective actions and about achieving the emotional state.
Yeah.
Right? The Pesach Doret seems to take a similar argument, but say, no. What is the mitzvah? It's either subjective actions, it's either to make sure you reach an emotional state or to perform subjective actions that... But subjective actions, right? It's the subjective actions that reach the kium, right? The emotional state, right? But what are the actions? So he says, well, we have to be careful. What is the mitzvah? Body and soul, right? And he says, look, when you have a Beit HaMikdash, standing in the Beit HaMikdash, so happy bringing up a carbon, then what? You don't even need to be drunk. It's just you're so happy. Your body gets meat and your soul gets the presence of God, right? You can be happy eating meat. Oh, but what if nowadays we're in a terrible situation? Well, he says, listen, you still need to make your body happy and your body wants meat. But how are you supposed to enjoy the meat if your soul is sad? Answer, get drunk, right? Oh, problem, not like drunk. Drink. No, wait, okay, we'll be careful. Drink. I do not endorse getting drunk. You know that. Anyone who knows me knows I do not endorse getting drunk.
No, I don't
ever. Honor is any. But does he? I'm not sure, actually. Right?
And therefore, soul is, right? Drink, right? And the body is meat.
Right? Now, again, I think he either thinks that it sounds like Kobe's right. He seems to think you need subjective actions, right? I mean, you need an action, but it's not an objective action. It's whatever makes you happy. Now, according to him, what would you say? Let's say someone didn't want to have wine. They wanted to have whiskey instead. According to him, it's probably okay, right? Probably.
Ugh.
I don't know why anyone would prefer whiskey over wine, but okay. No, it's not. Ew. Yuck. Right, so that's the problem. Is that once you go to the pasuk, you have to wonder, maybe he really does think that there's objective actions. I'm not sure. Right? But he does...
Honestly, he goes, for me, much more in the direction that, listen, the mitzvah of is to perform actions that bring to joy, right? This connection between the maisa, subjective mitzvah, and the emotional state. But he is clearer, he says, it's body and soul, and therefore you need meat and wine, meat for your body. But what the reason, what Rehuda is saying, is you also need to have alcohol
right? Because otherwise you won't be happy. Yes. But because of your emotional state. But because of your emotional state.
The point is,
his point is that nowadays
you need to have wine in order to enable you to enjoy the meat. Right?
You need to wipe away your pain so that you can enjoy the meat. Right? That's what he says. Right, but you still need to make your, right, he says, you still need to make your body happy. It's just that you can't enjoy it while your soul is sick.
No,
what are you talking about? I don't think so. I think he's saying that you need to have wine in order to be able to enjoy the meat as well. Well, yes, it makes you happy, but your body still gets the meat, which is tava. Right, that's below tava. Right, that was how he framed it. I see what you're saying. He could just say that nowadays, that in the Beit HaMikdash is objective, and nowadays you just got to be happy to get drunk. It could be he's saying that. I don't think that's what he's saying, but I don't know.
Yes. Action to like, do you need to have suda so that you can, within that context, drink wine, which
yes.
Is so it's not.
That's why I'm putting the emphasis on the objective.
The other way that I could view it possibly is that the suda is the thing that directs it towards it being something for the chag in and of itself.
I don't know. It sounds like he thinks of a mitzvah of a suda. A suda hamisamech. Hamisamachar. I think that's what he's saying. I think so. I'm not. I can't say for sure. I think so.
The fact that there's a suda, do you need to have bread or like?
Yeah, okay, it sounds like it. Okay, now you could say you could go farther, and this is what Kobe said before, which is listen and say. Once you say that the mitzvah is basar l'pnei Hashem, da da da, and that all experience, then nowadays what would you say about the mitzvah? It's derabanan, and maybe the doraita mitzvah is objective, and the derabanan mitzvah is. Subjective, Hashem. Who suggests that? And rejects the name. Who suggests it? Shaka Zarye, right? Based on Tosfos, right? Just look. Do 1 second. Look at Dalit. He says, "Sheila, im mitzvah say to v'samaslos hagag noeg nami v'smanazem min haTorah udilma eino noeg min haTorah kevin to inlanu shalom v'simcha." Does the mitzvah apply nowadays without karbana? So he quotes El Al Karchach min haTorah eino. Possibility one is Al Karchach min haTorah eino noeg mitzvah simcha elo b'shalom v'simcha lechud. It only applies what? With karbanot. V'hadib. Right? And that which we said that what? Misamcho b'ksut nikiya. These have clean clothes and things like that. Hainu. Midirabanan. V'hadib midirabanan mitzvah simcha nohege v'chom min ismachot. Right? Because what does he say? Dirabanan, it's all happiness. Now what does he seem to say? The oraita is... objective. What's the difference? Right? It's not just... Right? Right? Yes. The first part of the Shaka Zarye. What is he saying? Not that there's a mitzvah and sometimes there is, sometimes derabanan, but that the nature of the mitzvah simcha is different if it's derayta and derabanan. If it's derayta, there are objective actions you must do. Right? But if it's derabanan, what do you need? But whatever makes you happy. Right? So according to him, it's not just that the Oraita and the Rabbanan is different in terms of how chayiv are you, but it's that the nature of the chayiv is different, right? It's not like saying that in the time of the Mikdash, you eat matzah and your Mekayim Mitzvah, the Oraita. And nowadays, you eat it, but your Mekayim Mitzvah, the Rabbanan, moral, rather.
That's very uncharacteristic of the Rabbanan. Don't the Rabbanan normally have... I mean,
not necessarily.
Don't the Rabbanan typically have like more...
structure within it, while the Doraitas are typically...
I don't know. But that's clearly what he says. Right? Right, that's what he suggests is possibility one, right? Is that the difference between Doraita and Darabanan isn't just how chayiv are you, it's that if the mitzvah is Doraita, you have to perform objective actions. That's why you need meat, wine, whatever. And if it's Darabanan, then do whatever makes you happy. Right? That's what he says. But then he notes that who disagrees? The Rambam. Avala Rambam katab, the Paragvame Hilchot Yom Tov, Shivat Yimei HaPesach, V'shmoni Yimei HaChag, Im Shar Yom Tov, Kulan Asurim Behesbet V'tayin V'chayiv Adam Liot, Ben Sameach V'dov Leib, Hu V'na V'shto V'nei V'tov V'chol Nivim Alav, Shenemar V'samach V'chagech V'chulei V'alpa V'isha Simcha Murakan, Hi Karban Shlomim, Yesh B'chal Oto Simcha Meach, Hu V'na V'nei V'tov V'chol Echad, Kara Oilo, Kejik, etc., right? Until the end of the ellipsis. The quote of the Rambam, we already read it, yes? So therefore he says, V'nachzor le'inyaneinu, so we'll say, okay, maybe not. Kfar nidvar b'raya b'ruah de mitzvah say zu de simcha no heget b'chol mine smachot. He says, aha, that means that, right, what do we learn from the Rambam? That the mitzvah d'oraita is b'chol mine smachot. So he says that, what is the Rambam teaching you? That even, that if d'oraita,
that it's subjective.
That it's subjective actions, right? So then why does he think that you have to have meat? What does he think? Why does he think the Rambam thinks you have to have meat? You don't. It's just that it makes people happy. I mean, when he says you should have meat, he doesn't mean you have to have meat. He means have meat if you want to. Right?
That's very confusing.
Right? And he says, right? And he says, Vahani mili midi regonim va'rif, sharpos misriel da'vil yom rishon. And I told Rav, afil och yamrin du'aval, eno no gavil b'regel, right? Then his proof is the question of avelut, right? Is avelut that simchat yom tov knocks off the first day of avelut, okay? Even if it is min ha'torah. Now, let's assume that it was an objective action, okay? It's the carbon. Which carbon is it? How objective is this? Which shlomim?
The one that it talks about in the Torah.
Okay, so if you look at number 7, look at Zion. Sefer HaChinuch says, the small b'regalim shneim arba samach v'chagecha. V'anin yana rishon haramuz v'simcha azu hu shenakriv shlomim al kol panim v'eda b'chira. Right? The primary meaning is the Karban Shlamim. Yes? And 3 lines end. V'odam ruzachorn l'racha sameach b'chol minei simcha. U'v'chlal zeh achilat basar shtiyat yayim levish begadim chadashim. Right? And within that is, eat meat, drink wine, wear nice clothes, etc. So what does the Chinuch say? That there's 2 parts to the mitzvah. What is there? The objective one, which is Karban Shlamim. Shlamei Chagiga. The carbon brought for the Yom Tov. But there's a secondary chiyuv, which is
do
actions that make you happy, right? So each simcha has 2 parts to it, the objective and the subjective, right? And nowadays we're left with only the subjective, yes? So now if I ask you a question, what if it's the time of the Beit HaMikdash and you eat meat, which is from other carbon? No, but is that the mitzvah? According to the Chinuch, yes or no? No, right? It's the right? Correct. According to many people, it sounds like no. If you're talking about objective action, what is it? It's the bringing the carbon that you have to bring on top, right? Oh. Very good. So this is where you have to figure it out. Why do you have the objective action of bringing the Shalmei Simcha? There's 2 ways of looking at it. One is because you have a chiyuv to bring the Shalmei Simcha. The other is that, as Kobe says, you need Simcha lifnei Hashem. Right? What's the nafkamina? Bringing a karban, which is not shlamim. Right? Which is not the Shalmei Chagiga. Meaning, happening to bring a karban. Right? If you happen to bring a carbon and eat it on Yom Tov. So if you think that the objective action is the carbon of the Yom Tov, are you Mekayim the Mitzvah by bringing some other carbon? No. Is that what the Chinuch says? Sounds like it. Right? But if you think that, no, why do you need carbon? Not because you need a carbon, but because you need a Maisa Mitzvah which brings Simcha Lifnei Hashem, then what about a different carbon? Good. Who says that? Rashi. Right? Where if you look at the Gemara in Chagiga, the Gemara says, Yisrael Yotzin Yidei Chovatan minedarim minedavot. Your yotze with karbonot that you just promised the Beit HaMikdash. Tana Rabbanan v'samach lebechavecha lirabot kol minei simachot lesimcha, to include all simcha. And Rashi says, right? So Rashi says, because. So the question is, what's Yotzini Dechovatan? But Rashi says very explicitly, V'samachta kol asmachot b'mashma. He thinks that, right? Delo b'ay mine ela simcha v'amar. And simcha lo basar, b'ay basar hu. Right? What does he say? This is meat. Right? It's meat. So now, does Rashi think that's about Lefnei Hashem? Or maybe not even. What does he think? Right? So it could be that Rashi just thinks it's anything Lefnei Hashem. Or it could be Rashi's going even farther, saying even to have the Beit HaMikdash. Meat. Now, of course, if that diuk is right in Rashi, right, that it's not even just you need shalmei simchot, it's not even that you need lefnei Hashem, you just need meat, right? Then, what could Rashi help us do? Very good. It could just be that why does the Rambam say you need meat? Machloket asugya, that Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's basar shlamim of the karban, right? Of the karban of chagiga. Right, and what does the sugya in Nidar and Chagiga think? Meat. What meaning? What is the Gemara teaching you when it says any karban? Is it telling you that you need lefnei Hashem, or is it telling you need meat? Right, if it's telling you the latter, then it's a machlokes a sugya. The Rabbi Yehuda says you need the karban Chagiga, and the Gemara in Nidarim is saying you need meat. Right. Maybe, right? Because mincha would not be meat, but it would be lefnei Hashem. Correct, right? So if you think that it's about lefnei Hashem, not about meat lefnei Hashem, then yes, a mincha might even help you in a chanami. Okay. So we've seen multiple shitas that have ranged from it's always objective, right? To it's always objective and subjective. To in the time of the Mikdash, it was objective, and now it's subjective. To in the time of the Mikdash, meat was enough because it did the Maisa Mitzvah and brought the Kiyum of happiness. But now, you need wine to get you drunk so that you will be happy, right? You need the Maisa Mitzvah, but you need to make sure that you get to the Kiyum, and if alcohol is the only way there, then
so be it,
right? And then we had the extreme, which is to say, no. It's so objective that nowadays it's just a Rabbanan, right? Right, which is, right, Shagazari is first. Possibly not the way he paskins, but the way he suggests. Okay. No, I'm holding off on it. Just because I don't have time, but today, meaning I want to spend time on it. I'll set it up. What is the Shagazari's proof? The Shagazari's proof is that the first day of Yontif, that the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif knocks off Avelus, even if you think Avelus is Doraisa. Which shows you that nowadays the mitzvah is Doraisa, right? We'll see that one of the hardest parts of the sugya is that when is the Ikra mitzvah of Simcha? During the day. When does Avelus know it? Even at night. Does the night before the first night of Yom Tov, right? Meaning the first night of Yom Tov, does Simcha already knock off Avelus? Yes. Why? Very good. That's what we'll see next year. But I want to read you one more source, and this is from Sternbach. So Sternbach quotes this whole thing in the first paragraph. Look at the second paragraph. He has a different explanation of this Gemara. They are enlightening. The Havada Shabasar Chulin Gamisamea, meat, which is not kadosh, also makes you happy. Kamavurla Hedya Bisanhedrin, like we see in Sanhedrin. The chiddush that when there's a Beit HaMikdash, regular meat is not enough. You need holy meat. It's not telling you that only holy meat makes you happy. It's telling you that when possible, you have to do it in the right way. Meaning? This, that there's an objective action. It's not just about being happy. It's about doing certain actions, when possible, that make you happy. Right? It's better to be happy there. He said, why this objective action? Why do you need an objective action that makes no sense? What's his answer? Because simcha in its ideal form is spiritual and physical intertwined. And how do you do that? Karba. Right? V'tam adavar shitzarach basar kodesh dafka. So why do you need holy meat specifically? Nira mizeh yisod l'ikr mitzvah simcha. Because that's telling you that the nature of the mitzvah is physical and spiritual. Now, what is the cue in the pasuk that would tell you that that's the case? What in the pasuk would tell you
that simcha is an objective action that synthesizes
physical and spiritual? Very good. V'samachta, you'll be happy lefnei Hashem, before God. That's the way he reads it. That's why it's objective. That's why the main mitzvah is with holy meat. Okay, and that's why you're not yotze with not holy meat. If you have holy meat. Because the main mitzvah is the synthesis of the two. But now he says something shocking. Right? You wanted someone who says that nowadays it's still objective. Here we go. So Moshe Sternbach says, aha! I think that the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is always objective. And what is the objective act? An act which synthesizes physical and spiritual happiness at the same time. So now you'll tell me, okay, I get that with karban. How can you do it with wine? Right? How can we do it with wine? You should just know in general that Moshe Sternbach is super lumdish. Super lumdish. And sometimes I look at it and I'm like, that's almost too lumdish.
This is intense.
And he says, simcha b'yayin, wine also is that synthetic right act which brings together a physical and spiritual.
Why?
When you get a little bit drunk, you are elevated in your joy. This is, of course, my favorite source, right? Because you know my opinion on drinking. Clearly, I look at it and say, aha, the only way to be spiritual is to be drunk. Right, clearly, you know that I'm jumping for joy. I mean, the lumdus is fascinating, but I'm like, but okay. V'im kain, he says, if that's the case, yesh lomar, de lo balamu de basar chulin bizman hazeh sheinam esameach. It's not telling you you don't need basar chulin. What's it telling you? Rak lehosif ba. To add, shebizman abayit tzarich basar kodesh dafka letzeit yidei chavato karoi v'ikar mitzvato. In the Beit HaMikdash, you need the objective act that synthesizes physical and spiritual joy, which is karbonot. Uvizman hazeh efshar letzeit rak v'yayin avolo balam shebasar chulin ein kiyum mitzvah simcha klal. Right, you need wine, but not meat. Uv'ikar hayesod shekatavnu sheikar mitzvah simcha yom tov yishitov ruchniot v'gashmiot dafka. Nira shigam bizman hazeh hagedr hukain. And he says, in case you weren't sure, he says, and therefore this fundamental formulation lumdishly, which is that the mitzvah simchat yom tov is a maisa that brings about physical and spiritual joy at the same time, that hasn't changed since the time of the mikdash. And that's why you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah just by being happy or going on trips. It's only happy if you bring God into it. And this is what the Brisker Rav said, right? And what's his proof? So the Brisker Rav brought a proof, because the Midrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah says as follows. The Pasuk says, Nagila v'nismecha vo, right? The Pasuk says, we shall rejoice in. What's bo? Let's do some grammar here. Right, the pasuk in Tehillim in Halal says, "Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem Nagila Benismecha." Bo, translate it. This is the day that is before God. Let us rejoice. Bo, what's bo? In or it? Meaning, is it the day on the day or on God? And the Midrash says, "I don't know if it's God or the." And then the Midrash brings a proof that it's in God. So he says, you see that the chalois is an action that is brings you simcha of godliness with physical joy at the same time. So now we have the extreme, which is that simcha is an objective act. It happens to be that that's either Basar Kodesh or Yayin, because Yayin is a physical and spiritual act at the same time.
What?
Kasha! Okay.
push him to his outer limits, Rabbi. See where
you break. Okay. Let's just finish off. We have a few more minutes. So what do we say, Lahalacha? And then, what's today? It's Thursday. So it was the next Wednesday. Right? Next Wednesday, right? Sunday's Erev Rosh Hashanah, then 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so Wednesday. We'll do the question of how do we understand the nature of women's chiyuv and the kids' chiyuv, okay? As well as flesh out more this question of the relationship between the action and the emotional state, between the mitzvah and the kiyum. And there, just to be really nice to you, I gave you an English translation of the Rav instead of the Rav in the original. It's my Yom Tov present for you, Avi, okay? How do we paskin? So how do we paskin in terms of meat nowadays? So despite the fact that Shulchan Aruch did not, right, the Beit Yosef did not understand the Rambam at all, in Shulchan Aruch he does quote meat. The Ber Halacha paskins, Ein chova lechol ba'achshav. You don't have to eat meat nowadays, but mitzvah yeshbo. Now, what does that mean? There's no chova, but there is a mitzvah. So either you say it's not the raita, or it used to be that the mitzvah was objective, and now it's subjective. And therefore, if you like meat, then eat it. But if you don't, right? Meaning mitzvah yeshbo, like it's valuable. It'll be mekayim the mitzvah, but it's not a chiyuv. No, I don't think Zecher. I would say that my guess is that what he's saying is that it's that it used to, like the Shaka's argument, that it used to be objective, right? But now we don't have the objective meat, so it's subjective. And therefore, if you like meat, should you have meat? Yes. If you don't like meat, you're a vegetarian. Well, I'll be fair. This is the argument I made when I gave Shira on this when I was in high school. But on this point, I don't think my sheet has fundamentally changed, right? That I think that's probably the right way to go. Right now, another nafkamina to this question of whether you're eating meat as an objective mitzvah or you're eating meat because it makes you happy, another nafkamina would be, how much do you need to eat? Do you need to have a shear? So if it's objective, do you have to have a shear? Yes. If it's not, or kibetzah or whatever, you know, right. And then I told you the other nafkamin is that if you think that there's simcha on Chol HaMoed as well, so then, right, you might have to have wine at every meal, right, or meat, depending on how you understand this sugya in a chalapi. Okay? Yeah. So if you think it's objective, maybe you're mekayim the mitzvah anyways. If you think that it's about making you happy, right? Presumably not, right? If I ate meat, I don't think it would make me happy, right? So I don't eat it. Well, it makes me unhappy. So yeah, I'm fine. I mean, in negation, I don't know. Oh, the chalois. What makes me happy is
I enjoy every moment and not eating.
Yes, so that's why I'm always cognizant that I'm not eating meat right now.
It's
I'm
so
happy.
Positive.
Right? It brings me as much joy to not eat meat as when someone doesn't ask me, you know, doesn't complain to me about the length of makara sheets. Oh, right?
So,
no, I don't know. What?
Within the Yom Shel Chol HaMoed, yeah.
Yeah.
So if the student is not for, it's not directed towards cloud, it's just the context which you need to Yayin and thoughts are within, then I don't understand why it just doesn't go full Pesach Doros and say that we don't. Why do we even need an objective action? What purpose does the Suda serve?
It's
an objective action, but to what end?
Probably because he thinks there's a mitzvah of Suda, or Suda is the way that you're Mekayim Simcha. I don't know.
No, but he says the way your Makan Simcha is Yain and Basa, which
through Suda. But that's why I put it up. That's why I put him here.
If it's not for Chag, then why? If it's not the directed towards Chag,
I don't know. Okay, let's stop there for now. So like I said, next time we'll do the question of women and focus more on this connection between the actions and the emotional state. That's Wednesday, and then when we finish that, I don't want to, like, we could spend forever on the sugya, but then I want to qualify everything we're doing by going to the sugya on Samachet of Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Lachem, right, and do it there, okay?